Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the RC Podcast Show. I'm Chris Gray, Managing Editor for Roofing Contractor. More than 250 roofing professionals visited Washington, D.C. April 5th and 6th for Roofing Day. The annual event, organized by the National Roofing Contractors Association, invites people from around the country to speak with their congressional representatives in a unified voice about issues affecting the roofing industry. This was the first in-person event since the pandemic, and Reid Ribble, CEO of the NRCA, expressed his gratitude to those who attended.
And so this was a clumsy year, not because of what Deb did or Dwayne or Terry, what they did. It was clumsy because of what COVID did and how members of Congress responded to it. But the fact that we were able to put 250 people over there and everybody knew who you were. The neat thing about being the only group in town is that we were the party in town today and people were anxious to see us.
Attendees spoke with representatives about potential solutions to the workforce shortage. Despite supply issues still impacting the industry, Dwayne Musser, Vice President of Government Relations for the NRCA, explained that labor issues are still the most critical.
We hear from our NRCA members all the time that if our employers could get more employees, they could be doing anywhere from 10, 20, 30% more work. That's significant economic activity that's being left on the table. And that message really resonates with members of Congress.
Ty Smith, owner of Smith and Ramirez Restoration in Texas, was among those who agreed with Musser's assessment.
What would you say are the sort of biggest issues you're seeing in your area, in your company?
Supply, labor, and government relief of some sort. I mean, we're finding a way to make it. That's not the issue.
Right.
We'll always be successful because we always find ways to make it. Mm-hmm. Where it would be nice to make it easier is because we employ, what, a million people down in our industry? Like that. About a million people. It's quite a big labor force.
Yeah.
And I argue that we could probably employ 2 million because we're that short in the labor market on that.
Attendees lobbied for two solutions for Congress to consider. The first is increased funding to Perkins Career and Technical Education Grants, which Musser said has been an annual request.
Congress goes through its budget cycle every year and provides funding for those grants, which go to the states. This past year, we were successful in getting an additional $45 million appropriated through Congress for that program. 2 years ago, I believe it was $52 million. That we were able to get, and we want to continue to build up because obviously funding is a key aspect of making this successful.
The second solution was immigration reform. This includes advocating for the Workforce for an Expanding Economy Act, or HR 4288, which would establish a new visa system, allotting more visas in times of economic strength and fewer during downturns.
Immigration reform is a very controversial issue. And it's something that NRCA has been involved in for a long, long time. And we're trying to get legislation passed to basically address our workforce needs through legal immigration.
Education funding and immigration reform aren't new items for Roofing Day, but attendees like Don Fry, president of Fry Roofing in Texas, said the industry needs to drive these issues home.
We're not changing the topics every year. We're still working on topics, from the original topics and building on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, when we first did it, we were told that, it's not an event, it's a process. So
right.
That's what we're going to remember. Being roofers, we're ready to get in, get out, get the job done. It don't work that way here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
First-time attendees and repeat visitors to D.C. expressed their desire to make a change, including Jeff Mitchell of Mid-South Roof Systems in Georgia.
It's a great exercise. I got to meet some people from Georgia I've never met. It was, that was really exciting. I spent a whole day with Alan Lancaster, which is, that was really cool. Learned a lot.
Nice.
Got to quiz him about being on exec and stuff like that. First staffer we ran into was really, really good. She was really dialed in. It was John Ossoff's person. She was really sharp. And other than me, it was really good. I'd encourage anybody who's not doing it already to start doing it.
Industry associations were in attendance as well, including Brad Van Dam, president of Single Ply Roofing Industry, or SPRI.
So what would you say are some of the main things? I mean, obviously there's the issues that we want to talk about. Is there anything in particular that you're looking to talk to or anything that you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm very worried about the labor situation. Immigration is a huge issue that needs to be fixed. Some of the asks that NRCA has put out here are really important. I think that Congress needs to hear.
Yeah.
And my biggest concern is where are we going to find and get the labor to be able to do what this country needs done.
Right.
To grow, and I think some of the proposals that are on the table are valuable. That's why I'm here. That's why I spent the time. So very excited.
Meanwhile, consultants like Patrick Marshall of Benchmark Inc. in Iowa were in attendance, saying they understand the need to show up on behalf of the roofing industry.
It might take time. It might take, and it may not be quantifiable, you know. But the one bill he talked about, our first year, 2018, it was. It was about education, technical education. They did get funding for it, so that was a measurable accomplishment. And I just think if you want some action or you want things to come your way, you've got to put some effort into it. That's what this is.
Although it was a successful event, it was also bittersweet, as this would be the last roofing day that Reed Ribble would attend as CEO of the NRCA. Even so, he expressed optimism for the future.
I'm not normally a nostalgic kind of person. I'm able to let go of things in part because I have a relatively full life in that my life consists of a lot of different components, right? It's your work life, it's this, but it's also my friends, my church, my family. Those types of things all matter as well. And so when one thing, I let go of one thing, there's always something else that's valuable that comes into my life to enrich me and make my life something special. So I always look forward to whatever is coming next, even though I don't even know what that is yet.
Next year's Roofing Day is already slated for April 18th and 19th, 2023. To find out more about Roofing Day, visit nrca.net or roofingcontractor.com. For more news and information about the roofing industry, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you and stay safe.